283.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today's health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
Risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, anything happened while I was gone? Anybody here? Was anybody here? Hello? I'm on the air. What? Oh, yeah. I remember what this is like. Yeah.
Wow.
Joni Abbott and Super Don and guests yesterday. I didn't have to come back so fast. You guys did awesome.
Well, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And, man, I mean, the information that got out yesterday, the guests she had on, I mean, we really took some stuff on yesterday. Really good stuff. But we missed you. Don't worry. It's okay.
No, you didn't need me. You guys were awesome, and thank you. Lots of love to Joni Abbott. She's just an absolute treasure, and she did great, and we appreciate her so very much for not only holding the fort, but just keeping it, making it just even nicer and prettier while I was gone anyway. I'm appreciative of that greatly. And today I'm still like in travel mode, so I don't know. Should we do a show today or not? I mean, it's Wednesday. Yes, we must, because Ty Bollinger's coming on board. We've got the Outside the Box Wednesday happening.
So Yes, we do. So we're here. We might as well do something, right?
We might as well. Hey, you want to call me? Give me some love. 866-939-2355 if you'd like to say, hello, Robert, I love you. That's all right. Am I feeling like I need some vitamin L?
You're pimping yourself out on the radio. I like that.
I hear you. I hear Super Don thinking. He's like going, what is he doing on there? I'm on like time zoning out. I did an 1,800-mile commute to Phoenix and back in 24 hours. So what a wild ride that was. By the way, I got to hang out at a place called Natural Partners. Meet the folks there. It's an interesting company. They're a distributor of professional supplements. Like they service like a lot of the naturopaths in Arizona, and so they use silver, different things. So I got to do some training with them, and it was really cool because it's like a rock and roll kind of culture. You go in there and you've got all these wild paintings hanging up, fun artwork, and you know you can tell it's a different place to work. It's not like a hardcore corporate, everybody in a suit and a tie. And I did enjoy it. I have to say so. Say a special shout out to my new friends over there at Natural Partners. By the way, I know they carry a lot of the good stuff we talk about here as well, including the Argent 23 for doctors, which is cool, the silver stuff. So, anyway, nice. The hydrosol. So, that's it. Okay, showtime. What are we going to do? The flu. You know, I look at the flu story.
Hey, there's something we haven't talked
about.
There's something we don't ever talk about, right?
Yeah, but hey, when the refusers put something out, I pay attention. Michael Belkin, great guy and doing good work. And there's a big article there just came out a couple of days ago titled No Decrease in Flu Hospitalization from Flu Shots. It's according to a vaccine journal. And, it's not new news to us here. That's why I scratch my head and go, do I want to cover it? And I recognize, well, listen, this show is going on out through GCN, out through Natural News Radio, out through the UK, Australia, and around the world. And there are new folks listening every day. I would be remiss if I said, I'm sorry, you're new, you don't get to know this stuff, right?
Yeah, you had to be there. You had to be there, sorry.
Right. You missed it. It was awesome. Where were you? You're late? Sorry. Next time, show me a note from your doctor, right? No, this is really, just kind of builds on what we've been covering on the flu shot scam every year, in fact. And it is indeed a complete marketing scam, efficiently and effectively done over the years, but less so each year. unless they keep ramping up the pandemic pronouncements. So this new vaccine journal study, as it's quoted here in the Refusers article, completely shreds any justification for flu vaccination. Now, I would say there was never justification for flu vaccination, even back in 1918 when they didn't have a flu shot for the so-called Spanish influenza epidemic that killed millions of people. Because I'm a guy that looks at life a little bit differently. Okay, maybe a lot differently, but this kind of different can keep you alive when everybody else is following their doctor's orders that are licensed to practice medicine and or kill you via the sanctioning of the state religion, modern medicine. And the whole idea that influenza viruses are actually deadly, I dispute. In fact, we know this from other peer-reviewed journals that have revealed recently that in only about 16% of all diagnosed flu cases do they ever verify and validate that there's actually influenza virus present. So 84% of them, who knows what it is? It could just be a respiratory issue related to things like liver congestion or leaky gut. Because what did you do on Thanksgiving? You overconsumed to the point, to the excess, where you've upset your gastrointestinal flora, that 70% of your immune system. You dehydrated your body. You didn't properly hydrate. You didn't listen to what I told you to do before the Thanksgiving holiday, here and on the Jerry Doyle show. And these things will result in a manifestation of something that the docs will go, oh, you coughed, you sneezed, it must be flu, even if it isn't. And even if you were to get a flu shot, and even if that flu shot were able to elicit an antibody response to the right, to the correct influenza virus in those 14% or so, 16% of the cases that might be validated as having some form of viral activity, it would not guarantee that you are protected from the flu. Oh, what? He said, ouch, that hurts. Don't do that, Rob. You're making the vaccine pushers really look bad. Well, yeah.
Well, this is bad. I mean, it really is bad. I mean, this is an actual study. Because, you know, they're always saying, well, oh, there's no studies backing up your claims, Robert. Yeah. You're a quack. You're out there just saying this stuff, but you don't have anything to show for it. Yeah.
Just quacking around.
Wow.
Right?
Dude,
well, no significant. How do you... What? What?
What the hell? What? Oh, okay, that was a quack. All right.
I thought there was something wrong
with my headphones there for a second. I was like, oh, man, we got some wires shorting out there or something.
Yeah, I know. Well, like when any of my family members pass gas, I say, oh, you stepped on another duck. All right, so in this case, there's no significant reductions. No, we don't step on ducks here in the Bell family household. Don't call PETA. We do not step on ducks. It just sounds like it occasionally.
Okay.
All right. You got kids? Do you have kids? All right. No significant reduction in risk of hospitalization for any type of influenza. The authors conclude these findings do not support the hypothesis that vaccination mitigates influenza illness severity. So one of the selling points of getting a flu shot is like, oh, well, it won't be as severe even if you get it. Well, turns out not true. Not true. Oh, wait, Ty has given me... He's making fart jokes behind the scenes. He's not even here yet, and he's trying to make me laugh on... Ty, you just wait your turn. By the way,
dude,
he's not
minutes.
In trouble. I was going to be mad at him today because I just got back, and he asked, hey, did the book get here? Did Monumental Myths of the Modern Medical Mafia and Mainstream Media and the multiple lying liars that made
it
back to them get there? Well, as you can tell, I read the whole title because it's here! So I can do is spread vitamin L for Ty Bollinger.
The book showed up, and you've read the whole title.
No, actually, I read the whole. Yes, you're right. I did, and I started opening up, and I got past. I didn't get past yet the nice note from Ty from TMB in it. But I will say, my son, my almost 14-year-old son, is 200 pages into Cancer. Step outside the box. How cool is that?
Excellent,
dude. I'm just worried about him because who's he going to talk to? I mean, he could talk to me about it and mom about it, but I mean, think about it. If you're 13, 14 years old and you're reading Cancer Step Outside the Box, which one of your teenage friends is going to want to talk about cancer and prevention of cancer with you this way?
Yeah,
I mean, it's
that's
not awkward
not
enough.
That's not something they hang around and talk about at lunch, right?
I know. It's not awkward enough being a teenager. What have I done to my son? Ty, it's your fault. No, it's not. All right. We were talking about the flu. How'd we do this? Oh, that's TMB.
We were.
Distraction.
Listen, I mean, the bottom line on this thing here is, you know, this is a genuine, legitimate study comes out. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, not just some little tiny study. I mean, this is the analysis mm-hmm. of 8 years of data. And they found out, just bottom line, is that people are not getting the benefit from the flu shot that, you know, that Dr. Oz is talking about and all the celebrities are talking about and Barack Obama is talking about, that it's, you know, something we already knew. We already knew this wasn't going to work. We knew, and not just not helping with the flu, but, you know, we just covered recently the 18-year-old that died after he got a flu shot.
Right. That's right. It's worse than not working. It's devastating. It can be deadly. And, you know, if they offered a vaccine for Obamacare, I wouldn't take it, because that wouldn't work either. You know, so the whole point, and this is the great controversy of vaccination, is that it's sold to us as if it's the only way to prevent disease. I mean, is it not? When they say, get your flu shot, or they say, children, you must get your childhood shots to prevent disease, they completely discount it. It's not even discounting. It's like there's nothing else that exists that can prevent disease. Do you follow me on this? It's like the whole world, the whole universe is vaccination and nothing. Vaccination or nothing. And it's like, no, there's so many things you can do.
How many times have we read story after story where they're trying to come out with a vaccine for everything? I mean, we're not talking about the vaccinations that are out there now, but there's this push. Mm-hmm. We have to find a vaccine for heart attacks. We have to find a vaccine for cholesterol. We got to find a vaccine for everything. And people are getting hurt. And, you know, speaking of that, mm-hmm. just real quick here, Ben Swan just came out with a video about the link between vaccines and autism, and talking about the kangaroo court that got put in place. So if you haven't had a chance to see that, go over to benswan.com and check out the video. He actually had Mark Blaxill on talking about the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Excellent stuff. Great stuff we already know, but it's good to see Ben Swan on top of it now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We appreciate Ben. And, of course, we appreciate you out there telling your friends and family members about the United States and world of Health Talk Radio right here. I'm back in the saddle. I'm going to share that saddle with my good friend Ty Bollinger next hour as we go outside the box, as we do each and every week. We also got AJ Lanigan back on. He is a funny guy, and he's a smart guy. He's both. He's a double dangerous guy to the pharmaceutical establishment, but to your health and your immune system, it's great stuff today. Stick around. I've got listener email questions coming up on cancer after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
All right, we're back. It's a little radar. What happening? Radio, man. I'm concerned about all that stuff. Remember your EMF detox each and every day. Take your selenium, all that good stuff. And again, a shout out to Joni Cox, Joni Abbott, I should say. The transition. I love that. She hosted yesterday. Go back and listen to the show. It's linked up in the show notes. Also, it eventually ends up at naturalnewsradio.com, where you'll see archives available for the Robert Scott Bell Show at GCN as well. And I'll link them up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, where indeed we have links up to all the stories we're going to try to get to today. Unless you call me and derail me at 866-939-2355,
oh,
which you're welcome to do.
Oh, bad timing. Right. Bad timing.
Why?
For a derailing joke.
No derailing jokes? What? Oh, the New York thing?
Yeah.
Is there another
that?
One?
They said the guy fell asleep at the wheel, and that's why the derailment took place.
No, I didn't. I was wondering what happened, because that's like a curve they have to slow down on. I thought they would add something automated to do that. So
I thought
I was definitely.
But apparently he was going like 70 miles an hour, and it was like rated for 40. And
around the curve,
yeah.
Well, and of course we talked a little bit about the death of what's the famous guy from Fast and Furious.
Oh, I don't even remember. Walker. Walker was his
Walker.
Name.
Paul Walker, right.
Paul
and
Walker, yeah.
He must have been doing over 100 on a surface street. And as I said, I acknowledged my teen years when I was 16 and 17 doing straight line dragging in office parks where there was no traffic at all, but we weren't taking
curves. Dude, you had a really awesome car. I mean, we've been working together for years now, and I never knew that you had that. What kind of car was that you had?
It was a 1969 Chevelle. It was a super sport, but by the time I bought it, that was my bar mitzvah money, part of my bar mitzvah I'd saved, that's a long story. But I saved for it, and I got it in a gas station, bought it, had to do a lot of work on it, but it had a 327 small block high performance engine in it, and
damn,
California
dude.
Glass backs, it roared. I'm telling you, I was
you're
a Jewish
awesome.
Redneck.
My favorite part of the show I've ever heard.
Oh, now we talk about cars and he's into it. Tom there on the board, he's just like bored out of his mind. When are they going to get to the car talk?
Yay, car.
Right? Robert Scott Bell, car talk.
Right. Anyway, but I just saying about the tragedy of these things, we did stupid things when we were teenagers. You know, I remember my best friend. I mean, there were a lot of going out drinking parties and things on the weekends in high school. And, you know, kids were drinking and driving. I never did that because I was just too, I was too scared of it. I don't know, something in me. But friends of mine, you know, were, it was some scary stuff going on back then. And it goes on today, too, I realize. But
well,
the,
listen,
you know, the
I
whole
mean, there
idea
are
of,
stupid, there are stupid kids who, or kids mm-hmm. that do stupid things, and there yeah. are adults that do the same thing. So,
yeah.
You know, if he was drag racing on the street and got into an accident, it's unfortunate, but, you know.
Yeah. By the way, you know what my second car was? This is for Tom. I went Japanese. I was turning Japanese for my second car.
Go
no
ahead.
Guess? No, it was a two-seater. Tom, come on.
Ooh.
No, nothing.
Nope.
Come
don't
on.
Know my, don't know my Asian cars.
All right, it was a 240Z. A 240Z.
Oh. What year? Yeah.
I think it was 71 or 72. And that was actually harder to keep on the road than the Chevelle, believe it or not. That thing would go, that little 240. Anyway, how did we get on the car? Oh, yeah, that's right, all that stuff. See, this is it. I've been traveling. I warned everybody I might not be focused. I'm going to see how far we can get this segment because we got a couple of great questions I want to answer from my listeners. The first one here comes from Mark. And he says, do you have an opinion on immunotherapy? Now, Tom's going to go back to sleep on the board because he's like, oh, gosh, you're going to talk about the immune system again. Right? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do because I know more about it than some people. All right? Do you have an opinion on immunotherapy using one's own, I think he writes dendritic cells, to treat cancer and tumors? They inject these cells back into patients, which initiates an immune response. They call them cancer vaccines. The FDA overlords have granted clinical trials for companies that have received its blessing. Do you think it has potential as another treatment modality for cancers? Thanks, Mark. Well, no, I don't. Okay, it's a caveat. No, I don't. I will say it this
go.
Way.
Thank you for writing in.
Yeah, no, there is some potential, but it's kind of a deranged lunatic theory. Actually, the theory is good, but it's application of the theory that I think is messed up. Because you are now taking it into the allopathic territory. And granted, we acknowledge allopathic medicine for what it can do that is right and good and can help. And the idea here is they want to stimulate the immune system to attack, for instance, the cancer cells by removing those cells and somehow monkeying with them and reintroducing them, injecting them. Again, violating your own immune system via injection. So that's why I'm not thrilled about the method. I understand how it might elicit a response. But when we come back from this break, I will explain why it is not going to work ultimately. You'll get it. You will get it when I tell you. So Mark, hold in on that. We'll see if we can wake Tom up on the board. And maybe we'll do some more car talk if you want to call in at 866-939-BELL. Also, smart bombs, radiological smart bombs for what? Not terror? Yeah, it is. It's medical terror. We'll tell you who they are targeting next, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that 68% of Americans say they are concerned about this country's new healthcare laws? Recent numbers are showing that men will be seeing an average increase of over 97% on their monthly premiums. Not only do these prices hurt our wallets, but they will inevitably compromise the entire system. Packed doctor's offices, co-pays that don't pay, synthetic drugs with endless side effects. It's time to stop paying doctors and hospitals and start avoiding them altogether. It's either pay now or pay later. Why not take your health into your own hands? If there was a way you could double your immune system for a few dollars a day, would you do it? Choose an affordable, all-natural, and highly effective solution to keep you and your family in a state of superior health. If you're looking for the best healthcare solution, come visit a website that actually works, betterwayhealth.com. Or if you prefer speaking to a real person about your health, call 1-800-746-7640. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com or call us today at 1-800-746-7640.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Now, we are not a car show.
Welcome to Top Gear.
No, it's Robert Scott Bell Show, not Top
Today
Gear.
We're talking about the 240Z. That's right. Came with an engine. It was a 2.3 liter with a single overhead cam with a maximum recommended engine speed of 7,000 RPM. Man, Robert Scott Bell had one. Tell us about it, Robert.
People are not going to know what show they're listening to, Super Don. Tom, thank you for that. Top Gear. We love that. By the way, the American version of that is unwatchable. I just find those people don't, no chemistry. Anyway, we segued into cars. You want to tell us about your first car? See, that's suddenly now people are interested. It's like, who gives a flip about health and healing and staying well and cancer and stuff? But yeah,
we
talk
just
about
picked
cars.
Up 30 new affiliates just in the last 5
minutes. Wow. It's amazing. Yeah, it's like I said, the thing is, if we only talked about celebrities, it would be huge, I say. But, yeah, the car was small and hard to keep on the road. But just to balance it out so you know I'm still a nerd, okay? My third car, get ready, drum roll please, was a Datsun 510.
Hey! No, you are not going to make fun of the Datsun 5. That is so funny you would say that. I love the Datsun 510.
Well, listen, it was reliable. It got me from point A to B, but it was
I spent many years driving around in a Datsun 510. Those things, you could lower those things to the ground, put ground effects on them, drop a bigger block engine in them.
No, you did.
Dude,
no,
I cruised to Santa Cruz every summer as a teenager in the 510. They'd have rallies with those things. Those things were awesome.
Hatchback, though. Hatchback, right?
Of course, both car accidents I was in was in the Datsun 510, too. But,
yeah, well,
nice cars.
You couldn't go very fast in them. So it was like my balancing out that youth of testosterone kind of thing. So there you go. There you have it. A little bit of my car history on Top Gear. No, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, getting back to questions. Mark had a serious question about this kind of immunotherapy where they'll take cancer cells out and somehow do something to them and inject them back. And I said, it's okay. It's semi-okay. It's not what I would do. You know, if I'm going to do that, I will do what's known as a sarcode. Sarcodes are basically you take cancerous tissue from wherever it is, and you convert that tissue via serial dilution and succussion to the point of a homeopathic attenuation. All right? You're turning it into homeopathic medicine. Now, in this way, you can safely ingest it orally or topically. Or, heck, if you want to inject it, fine. I don't think it's necessary, but fine, you could. But, see, the problem with this immunotherapy, if they're just taking these cells and spinning them and injecting them, you know, target the right thing. Well, listen, why do you have cancer? Because you're shit. You don't have a functioning. I'm good. And they think, well, we'll just inject you with this stuff and suddenly your immune system will turn on. No, that's not the way it works. That's the whole fallacy and falsehood of a vaccination to begin with. It does nothing to boost immunity. The theory is to stimulate direction of action. But it can't stimulate action because there's nothing left. And cancer. Again, you can't have cancer when you have a healthy immune system. Now, this is not to negate the reality of toxic poisons that are not being excreted, if you will, or transformed and removed from the cells of the body. And it's not to discount the fact that people with cancer also have, you know, grotesque deficiencies of nutrients, minerals, selenium in particular. But specifically, if all you're doing is, now again, this could be the case, somebody will say, well, they're not talking about just doing that, nothing else. Okay, all right. I mean, again, I get the idea behind it. But I'm going to be utilizing selenium, and if I'm going to use that concept, I'm going to go homeopathically. Even if I inject it, I would rather do it homeopathically. I think it would be much safer, much less concerning for someone with cancer who, by definition, also has an immune deficiency. And speaking, Mark, who wrote that letter in, of immune deficiency, how about the immune deficiency known as AIDS, right? We just passed World AIDS Day, which we call it a fraud, because it's based on the wrong-headed concept that HIV is the cause of it. You know, go watch House of Numbers, the documentary. Read the book by Liam Sheff, Official Stories, old chapter on HIV testing and AIDS. You'll see that it's absolutely a hoax. The whole thing is a pharmaceutical wet dream to sell you on another war, a war on cancer, in this case, that was failing. So this war on AIDS has now become a war on HIV, not AIDS. AIDS is irrelevant. Now it's like, oh, if you test positive for something that we don't even have tests to actually confirm the positivity because it's nonspecific and cross-reactive. Hey, the new thing is that, listen, you know that chemotherapy we've been giving you? You know that AZT or the heart therapies or the combo therapies, they keep transitioning it, making it a little less toxic so you survive longer, and then they say, hey, look, we saved you from AIDS or saved you from the ravages of the retrovirus called HIV. Now, evidently, chemotherapy is not enough. According to NBC News, Maggie Fox put an article out. Now we need, if you're immune deficient, it's not enough to poison you, not enough to put you on cancer drugs that are too toxic for cancer patients. We need to target you with radioactive bombs.
Well, I tell you what, if you want to wipe out AIDS, mm-hmm. I think that might work. Don't you think?
Well, I mean, listen, you want to you want to clean up a city of all living things? Radioactive bombs, right?
Look, you know, this is gone.
Look, everybody's gone. Everything's gone. I mean, this is the concept of the germ theory gone to extremes that were already beyond extremities. Targeted radioactive bomb might clean out AIDS virus, study finds.
When I saw this headline, I was like, what are they going to do? You guys have, like, drones flying over the city. Yeah, there's AIDS in the city, you know. Wow.
This is crazy. A radioactive smart bomb might help mop up. They can mop up. Oh, yes. We send in radioactive bombs to mop up cities that have not been utterly destroyed yet. Mop up? How do you mop up? Oh, well, it's a smart bomb, Robert. It's a smart bomb. It's a smart radioactive bomb. Oh, man. So they're saying the AIDS virus, which is not the AIDS virus, is hiding out in the patient's body, even getting into the brain. So what we need to do is nuke you. Radioactively kill. In other words, there are not enough cancer patients subjecting themselves to radiotherapy, which is radiological, which is what? It's chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. That's the big three for cancer. They want it to be two of the big three for AIDS now. They say it's an incurable virus, which they can't even find. And the White House is involved. The National Institutes of Health has announced a $100 million effort to find a cure. Again, the war on cancer, very profitable, but it was waning. The war on AIDS, even more profitable, affecting less or fewer people, I should say. And sad for those it's affecting. That's not the issue here. The issue is the way they're going about it is absolutely destructive to the ends of really wanting to help cure. Because remember, it's all about numbers. It's all about numbers. Like, look, Joe Schmo over there, I know he's dead. He had cancer. But look how small the tumor is now. But he's dead. But the tumor shrank. Do you see what I'm saying here? You get what I'm trying to say? This is it. Oh, look, we've reduced some imaginary numerical count. But he's dead. But look what we did with the numbers. You're not a number. Stop it with the numbers. Stop it. Whether it's cholesterol, stop it already. That's the insanity. They've taken the humanity out of humanity and made you a mathematical medical figure so they can drug you. And if that's not bad enough, then they can radiate you. And it's bad enough coming from Fukushima. We have got to strategize big time. Not only for those that are subjected to this insanity, but even just being alive now, breathing the air, eating the food. EMF detox, please. Selenium, please, and other strategies we'll be talking about in the new year that we can bind up the bad guys, get them out. And no, there's no such thing as a radioactive smart bomb that will cure you of your immune deficiency, just in case you were wondering. I thought this was an Onion story when you sent it to me, Quano. This is one of those that's like a headline, targeted radioactive bomb will clean out the AIDS virus. Good Lord.
Well, you know, they put these headlines together to get people's attention, you know, just to get people going, what the heck, you know. And then they go into the, you know, the egghead part of it. But, you know, basically what they're doing is they're taking this engineered version of a human immune system virus, and then they figure out a way to tie that to this radioactive material and then train it to go out and find the cell, you know, the infected cells, and then radiate the cell to try and wipe out the virus.
Here you go. This whole thing about AIDS, okay, immune collapse, immune deficiency, very real, don't dispute it. But to think that, oh, my gosh, look, he tested positive on a nonspecific cross-reactive antibody test, so let's go and kill something that we have no evidence it actually kills anything. Go watch House of Numbers. HIV kills T-cells. No, HIV actually doesn't kill T-cells. I mean, this is one scientist or another. They have no idea what's going on because it's toxicological, because it is a deficiency of nutrients. It is, you know, it's also self-loathing in some cases, not all cases, but all of these things emotionally play themselves out physiologically in the disease process and in suppression of immunity. But it is not a retrovirus that they can't detect. And, of course, they will put you on these drugs the moment they can get you convinced that you're positive for this thing. It doesn't matter that you're, hey, he's largely healthy. He's asymptomatic. Oh, he's looking good. He's athletic. Start putting him on these. Hey, why not just nuke him right away? You know, drive-through test and nuclear radiation service. You tested, right here to the X-ray CT machine. We've got it concentrated into a laser. We're going to start picking off your cells like a video game.
You know, maybe this would be a new form of preventative medicine. You know, how they're talking about, you know, if you don't test positive for the BRCA gene, you might still get breast cancer. You know, maybe this is going to be a new thing. You know, it's like, well, you haven't tested positive for HIV, but you still might get it. So let's radiate your cells.
Can we talk about cars again? Let's go back to cars. I just don't. What's the point? What was that, Tom?
My favorite car happens to be the 67 Impala. It's that or even the SS.
You are a Supernatural fan, my friend. My son and my wife are very into that show, and they like that. I think it's a 67 Impala, isn't it?
Actually, yeah, they do use the 67 in that, but my friend's dad had one years ago, and that was an awesome ride.
Well, I think mine is better than both of you guys. I like the Barracuda.
Yeah, but I like the Hell Freedom Express mobile that you've got going on. We need to talk about that some more.
All right.
Yeah, Super Don, he's here. RSB in the house. We're going to be joined by TMB next hour as we go outside the box. Although I don't know how much more outside the box we can go doing an hour on car talk. What is this? What show? What kind of radio show is this? That's the appropriate question. Hey, we got another listener. Kelly G wants to know about blood pressure, high blood pressure. So let's answer that question next, shall we?
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I don't know about anybody else. Super Don, you having fun?
I am.
I know Tom's having fun because we talked about cars today.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Yeah, excellent, excellent. Well, listen, another question. We have two questions of the day today, and we'll get to Ty Bollinger. Once again, thanks all our sponsors for making this show possible. 6 days a week, can you believe it? Healing, liberty, freedom. Things like, people think they know about. But, until they listen to this show, then suddenly it's like, whoa, I didn't know that. And that's okay, because I had to come through a lot to get to this point. And we're going to try and help out Kelly G now, not Kenny G. No, not Kenny G, Kelly G. Is that Super Don? Did you do that?
Oh, sorry. I was listening to some Kenny G there. Sorry.
No, Kelly G asked. She says, I appreciate how you get to the root causes of disease. And I'm hoping you can steer me in the right direction. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure at the age of 39. She's on lisinopril and HCTZ in increasing doses ever since. And I am now 54, she says. I'm female, Caucasian, 5'4", and weigh 120 pounds. This is a dating service? No. I know why
long
she's
walks
that.
On the beach.
Right.
My favorite
I'm just teasing. Kelly G, I'm just teasing. No, you do that because it's important to know, weight issues, height to weight ratios help you. Okay. All right. Just so you know. She doesn't say whether she's blonde or brunette, so everybody calm down. Calm down. I am and I've always been very active, never smoked, drink a glass of homebrewed wine a day. Homebrewed wine? I hear people brewing their own beer. I didn't know that people, are you stomping your own grapes, Kelly? Hope they're organic. Yeah, don't OD on caffeine and never drink sodas. She eats mostly what she can grow or catch. Just so she must be from Alaska and makes all her meals from scratch. My annual blood test values are normal across the board. Of course, that doesn't mean anything really in the big scheme of things. You know how I am about numbers. But as you can guess, I've never been satisfied with the standard lose weight, exercise more, eat less salt, don't get old mantra of the genetic or the genetic compound. I like. She's cool. She's cool, yeah. So what causes high blood pressure? What is going haywire in the body to make the blood vessels constrict? I'm not satisfied with just drugging my blood vessels into submission, dilation. I want to give my body what is lacking so my blood vessels are happy. Any thoughts, suggestions? Thanks for all you do, Kelly G. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you. There's a lot. It's multifactorial. It's not just one thing. But if you've ever heard Dr. Batar and I talk about on Advanced Medicine Monday, in fact, you can probably go back to the early months when we first started, this is over 2 years ago now, we talked a lot about blood pressure issues. We had a lot of questions about that. And yes, it does relate to heavy metal content in the body, particularly as we saw cadmium was a big player in the blood pressure issue, cadmium. But mercury could play a role there, too. So even if you don't have the exposures you think you do, there are environmental exposures to mercury and other heavy metals that you may not be aware of. And you might not even on a blood test or a urine test or even a fecal test excrete. So it doesn't mean you don't have this in your system. And that can impact the liver, the kidneys, etc., not to the point where the medical doctors and their number tests are going to detect it. So it's also a matter of hydration. We've talked extensively about the quality of water and how people on that micro, if we call it, taking the clustering of the water down to smaller clusters can really make a difference, because hydration is everything when it comes to blood pressure. Subtle chronic dehydration. We're not talking about the overwhelming, I'm in a desert, I'm dying of dehydration, but that subtlety is something to consider, something to consider here. As well as again, general liver, kidney health, adrenal health. We've talked about utilizing homeopathic medicines for the adrenals, like the 911 burnout. We also have blood pressure remedies in homeopathic medicine. You can call King Bio. I don't know if they're allowed to sell one called high blood pressure over the counter, because the FDA gets silly about that. But even if it says low blood pressure, the thing is, the remedies don't care whether it's high or low. It works toward balance. We talk about mineralization, magnesium playing a big role, and, of course, the trace mineral silica or silicon for vascular elasticity and integrity. The strength of the vascular system, the ability to be elastic, is critical, because as things can get hard due to excesses of toxins, uric acid, different things, the liver's not doing its job, kidneys are stressed, all of these things can impact on blood pressure issues. Now, I can't give you an exhaustive list in this segment. It's just too short. Maybe Ty wants to add something to either one of those questions, including the immunotherapy. He might have some insight into that I don't, when we talked about the cancer thing. But I'm telling you, get on some homeopathic blood pressure remedies if you haven't tried that already. That can do it. Hydrating, like, go to robertswater.com. Try it. You got nothing to lose. It's completely 100% money-back guarantee. Yeah, robertswater.com. Check it out. robertscottbell.com. All the links are up there. Special thanks to Carnivore. We'll have A.J. Lanigan from Better Way Health. He's got the beta-1,3-D glucan. We're going to talk about immune boosting. I am grateful for that product, because as I've been traveling, that's been kicking my immune system into gear to keep me strong as well. So that's it for this hour. Thank you for being here. We've got more Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger after the break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Since the dawn of the processed food industry, you have been fed a lie. Food labels are not designed to inform you, but to hide things from you. This coming January, Natural News will reveal a groundbreaking discovery that will reshape the food industry forever. January 7, 2014. NaturalNews.com. Because the truth cannot be kept secret any longer.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.